The decision the governor announced yesterday went way beyond a simple yes or no on federal funding. Walker said that going forward in his budget, Badger Care would only be available to adults with incomes at or below the federal poverty level. That would cut in half the amount someone can earn in Wisconsin and still qualify for Badger Care. An individual could earn no more than $11,500 a year. Walker told a gathering of the state's largest business group that it would reduce people's dependence on the government.
Some will portray this as not caring about people. I think it's just the opposite. I care too much about the people of this state not to empower them to control their own destiny.
Those who don't qualify for Badger Care would have to get insurance either from their employer or from a federal health insurance exchange. Walker conceded it would cover fewer people than an outright expansion of Medicaid, but projected it would still reduce the number of uninsured residents by 224,000.
You know, for those who were supporters of the Affordable Care Act and the exchanges, I don't see why they'd be complaining because they told us all along it was a good thing, a good place to be at.
But John Peacock of the Wisconsin Council on Children and Families said the governor was making health coverage less affordable for tens of thousands of people.
The governor's proposal would be a significant step backwards in access to care for low-income parents who are struggling to feed and house their families.
Walker's administration said the change would open up Badger Care to 82,000 adults without kids. But it would push 87,000 other adults, mostly parents, off of Badger Care, forcing them to get their coverage somewhere else. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.